Dragonite, right?
In the movie?
Yes.
What movie did you watch?
Oh, shit. Double Dad's Anime Stash.
I like that little banter before we play the intro, because then I could put that before our song when we do the audio version, and people love it.
Do they?
I don't know. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I was just curious.
I'm not like you for the people. I make this podcast for three people: me, you, and Mark,
and Hank Hill, and Propane.
Well, yeah, Propane's not a person though.
Oh, you're right. Shoot.
Hey there, kiddos. Looks like you found your dad's anime stash, and this is going to be another good one. This week with me is Santa Sai.
Yep, because I don't know why this is by my computer. But did you Santa put it Sai. There? No.
Did the dog put it there?
Probably.
That sounds like a dog. And myself, Josh, as always. Mark has actually been suspended from the podcast for not loving Digimon enough.
Yeah.
We gave him a 1 week suspension. We're hoping that gets him where he needs to be on the Digimon love level.
Yeah, he's supposed to watch Ghost Game.
Yeah, he needs to have it all done before he comes back. So, Sai, speaking of Digimon, what are we talking about this week?
The Big Ho.
We're not. That's next week.
It's
great. Digimon, I haven't watched any of it.
I watched two episodes. Digimon, Last Kizuna Evolution, a lot of words.
Yes.
And Pokemon, the first movie.
Okay. Now, I've heard some criticism from people saying, "Hey, why are you reviewing the last Digimon movie and the first Pokemon movie?"
That sounds like what I said.
You're the person I'm talking about.
Okay.
The reason we are pitting these two movies up against each other is because they are the best the franchises have to offer.
Oh, okay.
Digimon, Last Evolution, Kizuna is the best Digimon movie. Pokemon, the first movie, is the best Pokemon movie. So Pokemon gets a point there for landing on its feet. It came out of the gate running. It knew what it was doing.
What about Entei?
That's not as good.
Oh, okay. I was just curious.
Yeah, that's why I'm here, to tell you what's good and what's bad. Sai. Okay. You don't need to have opinions anymore. I got you, man.
That's good. I know. We've discussed this.
So, Sai, had you watched either of these movies before we decided to watch them?
I have watched Pokemon, the first movie, several times. I used to have a Mew card.
The one you got at the theater?
Yep. I had two because I stole my brother's, and then I lost mine.
I had one as well. So I also have watched Pokemon, the first movie, and I have not watched it since I saw it at the theater.
Really?
As a younger man.
Really? I've seen it since then.
So did you know that there is a whole scene about why the scientist clones Mewtwo and all that?
I forgot.
I didn't even know, man.
I forgot that there was a whole part where they're talking in astral form. I was like, what is this? This isn't Pokemon, the first movie.
So, yeah.
And it was.
What I remember.
Do you remember it being longer?
No, I remember it being shorter. Because I only saw the theatrical version, which was cut down, where they cut out the first 20 minutes to put in a Pikachu movie.
Oh, yeah.
So, in the real version, they cut out Pikachu. I mean, he's still there, but they don't have Pikachu's little movie where he hangs out with Togepi. I think, I don't remember. It's been 20 years, more than 20 years at this point.
That's not the Pichu movie.
That's the next movie, right? So, in the real movie, we have this whole setup about the scientists deciding he wants to create clones to try to clone his dead daughter, which is very heavy stuff for Pokemon.
and that's only talked about for like 30 minutes.
Not even that. 20 minutes. They really tried to hide that fact in the theater. They just wanted a fun romp.
And I forgot also that all of the clones are named two.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother made a very valid point. So he was like, so that's Squirtle 2, Charmander 2, and Bulbasaur 2, right? I was like, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be able to be considered different Pokemon, though. But then again, in that new Pokemon game, they have Pokemon from the future who I guess are different Pokemon. I don't know. I've lost track, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I guess it's just a nickname. But then for Mewtwo, it's its actual name. I don't know.
Mewtwo, I think, isn't, I don't know. I don't think they get into it. I feel like Mewtwo, though, is like a mixture of DNA.
I think like
he's, he's a Mew.
But doesn't Mew have all? Oh, you're you may be right. Okay.
Yeah, he stands up. He looks like a Kardashian.
I thought that was just because they gestated him and made him tall.
Maybe. They didn't see, I mean, they couldn't get any of the others to come alive, so don't feel like they had the ability to just build him how they want.
True.
But maybe I'm wrong. I never have been before, but there's a first time for everything.
Maybe they should have, like me, paid attention and just fed him.
Yeah, but he's not a Digimon. They did feed him. He was, like, hooked up to tubes and stuff. So, you know, it was
I was talking about the other ones.
Like, remember...
Because he didn't die.
We didn't go to school together, so you probably don't remember this. But remember in grade school when that kid I went to grade school with was in a coma for a couple of days? Because he flipped his bike and landed on that barbed wire and he lost his liver and shit. And they just fed him intravenously. This was like that. I think his name was Ryan.
God dang, Ryan had it rough.
Yeah.
How do you lose your liver? Oh, my God. Ugh.
Maybe it wasn't a liver. I don't know. Maybe it was part of a liver. Listen, I wasn't friends with the guy. I didn't care. It's kind of like in high school when that guy I went to high school with died. I didn't really care that much because I wasn't friends with him.
What's going on with you in school? Did you have a death note?
Two things in 20 years of school? Come on, man.
I don't think anyone died in my school.
Well, congratulations. How many people were in your graduating class?
25.
Yeah, I had like 30, so odds were against me.
I did.
Anyway, man, yeah, I never knew they had that scene where he talks to the...
I didn't break his arm.
That's cool.
I laughed at him.
I never... get on topics. You always get off topic. You're always talking about kids in your high school who died and shit. Just pay attention.
Okay.
What were we talking about again? Oh, yeah, Ryan. Ryan, if you're listening, hope everything's going well.
Yeah, bro. I hope you the best.
So anyway, for 20 years or whatever since that movie came out, I never knew they had that scene.
I didn't know that either.
Huh?
And I watched it afterwards.
And you forgot about it.
Yep.
I mean, no one's going to stand here and say it's integral to the plot, but it is interesting that they had that.
That girl died, and then she talked to him, and then they fight.
Right. So there's a clone of her there, right?
Yeah. And then she died again.
She died again. The clone blew up when Mewtwo lost his shit.
Oh, I thought she had died before that.
Well, the little girl died, right?
No, I thought the clone died before that. Because you remember
all the clones died, right?
Yeah.
And then Mewtwo came to life, and he's like, I'm mad now.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you though.
Is that before or after they give him the cool armor?
That's before. Giovanni gives him that.
Yeah.
That is very on point for a toddler to just wake up mad and try to kill everything. Apparently. You wouldn't think so, but it's just true. It's what they do.
Yeah, most people think they're just hungry or gotta poop.
No, they're just mad.
I don't want to kill stuff.
Right. So, yeah, then he gets he blows up Cinnabar Island, which is a kind of a big deal. And then Giovanni's like, no big deal.
Wait, isn't there a gym on Cinnabar? Isn't that the magma gym?
Yeah, the fire gym. Blaine, I believe.
Poor Blaine. Wait, doesn't Blaine do something with him?
Not with Mewtwo, I don't think.
Not in the movie, for sure.
Yeah. In the game, he doesn't. He's just like, my island's fucked.
I thought it was something. It might be something they do afterwards. I don't know. It's not important. It's Pokemon.
Yeah, it's not important. That. So then Mewtwo finds a good buddy.
There was a Dragonite in the movie, too.
Yeah. But let's talk about that when we get there.
I thought that was before this.
You're obsessed with Dragonite, dude.
Dragonite was awesome.
Dragonite was awesome. There's always now he's useless. Whenever I play a Pokemon game.
And now he's useless. Now you find him like trash on the beach.
No, they're still wonderful.
But
they can deliver letters.
No, they're wonderful, but like they used to be hard to get.
Well, yeah, it used to be harder to level up.
Yeah.
Gotta be level 55 for it to evolve to Dragonite.
There's a parade going on in the background. There's dogs.
That's good. There's nothing going on behind me. Anyway. So Mewtwo is not happy that he's alive and he doesn't know why. Which is just
he's a teenager.
You gotta wrap your that's just shit that happens. Why are you alive, Sai? Why am I alive?
I ask myself that every morning.
Do you, or have you just resigned to not caring anymore?
A little bit of both.
Because truly, it doesn't matter.
When I start caring again, I ask myself why.
It's hard on those times when you can't stop caring about why you're alive.
Yeah, it sucks.
So he decides that, man, I'm gonna hang out with my buddy Giovanni, and he's gonna fix all my problems because he's gonna Giovanni's give me some armor.
Swell dude.
But it turns out Giovanni's a dick.
I always did like Giovanni. Except for that time he didn't open his gym.
Yeah. Well, he gives the gym away. He's got stuff to do.
Yeah.
So Giovanni is like, yo, you're just a Pokemon to this Pokemon that he's literally seen kill 50 scientists with his mind.
Who he also gave armor that makes him stronger.
Right.
Allegedly, it focuses power.
It doesn't matter. I don't think anything makes Mewtwo stronger. So Mewtwo decides he's going to go kidnap a lady and then make his own island and then clone and fight other trainers.
Okay, was that Nurse Joy a clone?
No. That was, maybe they're all clones. I don't know.
Was that just a creepy Nurse Joy that she found somewhere?
Well, that was, remember... Cinnabar? Officer Jenny's telling Brock that a Nurse Joy is missing.
Oh, okay. I forgot about that.
So, did they explain
when Brock's on the screen? I only watch Brock because Brock is true. The best.
He is the best. Do they explain Mewtwo's thought process on this? He's like, I'm just going to be a dick.
I don't think they did. I don't recall them doing that.
So he has no motivation, but he does it anyway.
I think his motivation is to prove that he's the best. I really think he's the best. His motivation is to be the best trainer, even though he's a Pokemon.
I mean, that's good. That's punching above your weight class. That's some Downton Abbey shit right there.
Because that's what he plans to do. And well, that's what he kind of does. His whole tournament is
destroy the world. But that's later. So Mewtwo invites a bunch of trainers to his island and then does everything he can to stop them from coming to his island.
Yeah, and how did he make that storm?
Mewtwo powers.
Oh. Fair enough.
So obviously Ash is someone who gets invited, and he makes it to the island.
Magically.
Ooh, yeah, that's pretty great. And then he discovers Mewtwo is a Pokemon, so he's going to punch him in the face.
Oh, man.
He's like,
that one from Ty.
He did take that from Ty. Or Yoli. Right. Yoli slapped Lady Debimon, didn't she?
Yeah, I think so.
It's badass. And we'll talk about Yoli in a minute. She's got that glow up you're really impressed with.
Oh, I love it. It's amazing.
So
she's a completely different character.
So Ash is going to throw hands with a Pokemon for trying to be a trainer. Because he's like, you stay where you are.
Like Marcus from that good Digimon show.
Was that a good Digimon show?
No. I don't even think I watched that one.
I think I watched a dozen episodes. I think I watched two.
It wasn't good. Okay. Back to Ash punching.
So Ash Mewtwo? Tries to punch Mewtwo. Mewtwo kicks his ass, obviously. We don't need to get into every detail of it, but Mewtwo clones everybody's Pokemon to prove that his clones are stronger, right?
Yeah, and didn't he try to catch their Pokemon as well? Or was that to clone him?
He just caught him to clone him.
Wow, that's weird. So how's he so good at cloning?
I don't know. I guess Mewtwo powers is our explanation for everything. A wizard did it? I have no idea. Wizardmon?
Because he does it really fast.
Yeah.
And it took him a while to be cloned.
He's definitely better at it. Maybe Pokemon are just better.
Yeah,
so he clones all their Pokemon and they're all fighting except for Meowth. The Meowth clone could not give less of a shit about this fight.
It was cloned from a bad Meowth, though.
He was cloned from he's a defective clone. And then Mew shows up and fights Mewtwo, and nothing really matters until the end of the fight when they destroy Ash and turn him into stone with their balls.
And then, doesn't Pikachu talk to Ash or something?
Pikachu tries to shock him back to life, and then everyone starts crying, and that fixes everything. And then Mewtwo says, I see now that it's not the circumstances of one's birth, but the gift of life, what we do with the gift of life that defines who we are. And then the song Brother, My Brother play by Blessed Union of Souls plays at one point.
I'm going to take your word for that. I don't.
And then Mewtwo takes all his clones and leaves and makes everyone forget about everything.
And back to square one.
So the movie has no consequences on anything, and we've moved on with our lives.
And doesn't Mewtwo hang out with Mew now?
Mew went somewhere. I don't know.
Wow. I always thought they hung out afterwards.
I'm hoping they stayed friends.
Because Mewtwo was fighting. Mew, I never thought he was fighting. I thought Mew was playing, or she.
Mew was playing. Stop clicking.
I'm sorry.
You're okay.
There's like 10 pins in front of me.
I know, but you're like holding them up to your mic and clicking them. It's super loud.
I know, but there's 10 pins. And I'm
clicking behind your back like a normal person.
No.
Anyway, so Pokemon, the first movie, is fine, right? I don't have any problem with it. It can keep existing.
Yeah.
But then we have Digimon Last Evolution Kizuna.
Mm-hmm.
Which is insane.
In a bad way?
In a good way.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It is a lot. And it starts out with the same way any Digimon movie does, with Parrotmon destroying the city.
Oh, I thought you were going to say with Diaboromon coming into existence.
Well, no, it all starts with Parrotmon.
Yeah.
So they've all got their partners back in the real world, and they've all got new Digivices built into their phones.
Yeah, those are cool. I like those.
Well, when did that happen?
No idea.
You can't just skip to that. That seems like a big deal.
They still have their old Digivices.
They still have their old Digivices, which are very important.
I feel
they now now have Digivices in their phones.
I feel like Icky. Icky?
Is he?
Is he? Icky? What the fuck am I thinking of? My brain is fried.
You high?
No. Is he...
Izzy made them.
Izzy probably made them.
Yeah. Izzy, dude, it's still true. Izzy is the backbone.
Izzy has like a corporation now, right?
Izzy is the president of a corporation. And Joe is very sad.
And Joe is barely a doctor, right? Yeah. Or was he in like intern?
I think he's an intern, right?
Yeah, I think so.
There's no way he's a doctor. Not yet.
Yeah, I think he was interning because they show him like in a line.
So we've got a lot going on in this movie. We've got secret FBI agents. We've got a secret bad guy. We have new Digivolutions we've never seen before. We've got a whistle.
What whistle?
The Kyrie's whistle.
Oh, yeah.
The big part of the plot. So essentially...
it's always a big part of the plot when you really think about it.
Yeah, it is. Kyrie's the backbone of the series.
which is weird. Why is it the backbone? Because it evolves that one Agumon? That's huge?
Yeah. It all starts with a whistle.
Oh, I thought it was with a bang, but...
So we've got Digidestined disappearing.
Yeah, all over the world.
All over the world.
Did we see Willis? We didn't see Willis in this.
Willis isn't in this that I know.
I don't think they even brought up Willis.
Well, we can't say I can't say we didn't see Willis. There were a lot of Digidestined there.
Well, you're right.
In that last place.
I would have liked to have seen him like front screen.
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest failure of this movie.
I would have liked to have seen a lot of our old Digidestined friends.
Yeah, like the dude with the Cedramon from Two.
That was Willis. Or that wasn't Willis. No, that was with the famous dad.
Mm-hmm. From the cowboy that flies up. I remember his dad.
I forget. Maybe his boyfriend. Or the dude who asked Yoli out.
Mm-hmm. And then got cucked by Ken.
Yeah. So all these Digidestined are disappearing over the world. And these two detectives come to help Izzy try to figure it out. A man who's obviously the bad guy and a lady who's obviously the good guy. But that's not how it is.
Yeah, because the man is doing some real shady shit.
Well, the man works for the FBI.
Well, he was. I mean, that's what they were thinking.
And the lady is behind everything. So the lady was doing the shady
shit.
She's
a genius.
I can't remember anyone's name ever.
I can't either. Yeah, I really can't.
She's a genius who discovered that as you grow up, your connection to your Digimon disappear. At a certain point, it just goes away.
Yeah, and lights come on your Digivice.
So Ty and Matt don't like this.
No, which is weird that they're the only two, right? Because Joe's older than them.
Is Joe older than them? They were all the same age, weren't they?
Uh-uh. Well, Joe's the oldest.
I don't think you'd lie about that.
No, from what I understood, Joe was always the oldest.
But everyone... if you remember, she points out that the more your Digimon digivolves, the faster they disappear.
Oh.
And those two have had their Digimon to Mega so many times.
Yeah, okay. Forgot about that. But yeah.
So then we see Yoli, who has a glow up.
It was pretty hot.
So Yoli is now the love of Sai's life.
She is. She's
my really turned things around. Sai's like, you know what? She does deserve Ken.
I was like, forget Mimi.
Forget
you're
Mimi.
You're my favorite. You're my favorite. She goes from Sora to Mimi in one movie.
That's true. That is true. So essentially, the girl who was working with them is the bad guy. She had a Digimon partner, but she wanted to grow up. And
I like that Davis, TK, and Cody were just hopping around the world for no, like, just to do shit. They were using digital portals.
They wanted to eat pizza. That is great, though. I do love that. I wish we really
had that. I thought it was ramen.
It was ramen. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because doesn't Davis own a ramen shop now?
No, he wants to open a ramen shop.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He said he wanted to open
it. It's still his goal. He's like a Yusuke, as we've talked about.
I want to open it. I want to open a ramen shop.
So essentially, this girl is kidnapping other Digidestined and freezing them in time so they can stay friends with their Digimon partners forever.
Yeah. In a very elaborate freezing of time.
And I'm guessing a weird part of the digital world where she can do that. Or maybe some.
Yeah, I think it was like off the radar. Like they had like a map of the digital world and then like it was like in the black screen, in the fog of war part.
Yeah.
Because you haven't sent your troops there yet.
So she gets just about everyone.
Yeah, she gets TK for sure.
She gets TK and Kairi, which was shocking to me, but I guess they need that for the plot. So then, you know, Matt and Ty go to fight her in that part of the digital world, even though they know it'll sever the connection with their Digimon even faster.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a weird zombie part that was creepy.
They're not really zombies. They're children.
Children zombies.
All the other Digidestined are there while they're trying to fight her and her. What is her Digimon name? Gosh dang it.
Mothmon?
No, it was definitely not Mothmon.
No, it was Eosmon.
Eosmon, yes. Miona.
And it has like 35 forms that are all okay. Eosmon.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of little Eosmon, and they're pulling the other, they're trying to pull all the digi destined in the digital world there so they wouldn't grow up, while they're, the Eosmon is fighting Omnimon.
Mm-hmm.
We're still going with Omnimon, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Why did I call it Alphamon? No, Omegamon.
We call it different things, but we're gonna go with Omnimon.
Okay. No, I was just I thought I said it.
No, you didn't say anything. So Miona bio merges with her Digimon, and then this Digimon is fucking tough, dude. So it's creating those barriers, right? To mm-hmm. stop the attacks, but then it starts creating barriers to cut Omnimon apart.
Yeah, it's rough.
And then Omnimon gets cut apart, and then Digivolves back to
Agumon
and Agumon.
Which I feel like it should have been Kuromon and Gatsumon, but hey.
I don't think it's that important.
Yeah, it's not. That's why I said hey. And then, how do they do that last Digivolve? It's been a few days.
So Matt and Ty tell Gabumon and Agumon that if, they're going to fight one last time, they want to fight together. And then they bio-merge, which everyone has always hated in Digimon when the kids merge with the Digimon.
I like it.
I like this. This is so good, man. So we get two new Digivolutions.
I could have sworn Agumon, like
Bond of Courage form, and Gabumon Bond of Friendship form. It's the first time we've seen new forms of our favorite Digimon in 20 years.
Huh.
And they're like these cool humanish forms. So they're able to win, right? They win, and then everything's good, right?
Yeah, Gabumon. Well, oh yeah, I forgot that they call it the first one.
Yeah.
Why? That's weird, but yeah, okay.
They're like super strong rookies.
Yeah, they're. What do you call it? Oh man, that Bond of Courage card looks dope.
So after the battle, they go back to the real world, you know, and the chick gets arrested. And then in one of the last scenes, Ty and Matt are just hanging out with Gabumon and Agumon.
Yep.
And then, you know, as is tradition, they just disappear and they're gone forever because they've grown up too much and now their Digimon have gone away.
Which is stupid.
It was heartbreaking, dude.
Yeah.
Are you going to cry?
No.
You can cry.
I'm not going to cry. I cried already.
This is only be the second time you cried on the podcast.
What was the other time?
When that dog bit you.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. I'm not going to cry.
Okay. Neither of us will cry. That right.
Agumon looked really cool, though.
Agumon did look really cool. So, yeah, when you first watched this, man, did you expect them to disappear?
No,
and I didn't either. I thought they would find a way around it, but they didn't.
And then everyone else just gets their Digimon, keeps their Digimon
for now.
Are we going to get a movie? Like, we have to get a movie for each one now, right?
Well, we still have Digimon Adventure 02, the movie, coming out.
So, will there be no Gabumon and Agumon in that?
I'm assuming there'll be no Gabumon and Agumon because essentially Matt and Ty have moved on with their lives to pursue their dreams. And they know they'll never see their Digimon's partner again. And they'll just be sad forever.
Because that was his whole thing, right?
What?
Was figuring out what he wanted to do?
Yeah.
What was it that he wanted to do?
Ty's big dream has been to steal Sora from Matt.
Yeah, but Matt's going into space anyway, so
Matt can go do whatever he wants. The reality is, as we've talked about before, the only reason Sora is there is because Matt and Ty can't be together.
Yeah.
They could be. You know what? Just let them.
They can.
Just like Paul Walker and Vin Diesel. Just let them be together.
It's 2022.
It's 2023.
You're right.
So that's our summarization of both movies. I think we can both agree which one we like more, right?
Yeah.
It's Digimon.
Yeah, it's Pokemon Entei.
Pokemon Entei is not on the table. We can add that to the table for later.
Okay, well, Digimon. You're definitely Digimon. No, but seriously, though, Digimon by far. Like, it's not even a competition.
It's like,
Digimon is like, how do I put it? Digimon is like running like a race, and Pokemon is just like watching the race.
Do you know how many times that it's been now that Digimon has beaten Pokemon on this show, Si?
Every time.
Like, I've lost track. Anytime we've compared them, it's been almost unanimous that Digimon was better.
Yeah, except for those weird guys that said Pokemon were better. They don't count.
There's one guy.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
And no one's heard from him since.
Yeah, he died.
I don't think he died, but also sometimes I message him and he's like, yeah, I'll be there. And then he just stops messaging me. So maybe he is dead. Maybe someone's just using his account to make it seem like he's still alive.
it's my Digimon. I killed him. My Digimon did it. And I'm using him just to forward messages to you, Josh. I'm sorry.
I believe you.
FBI man, please don't come after me.
Do you still think your Digimon partner will be Kunimon?
Yes.
I think so, too. It's got a good evolution line that fits you.
I just want Gabumon courage mode because it turns into not courage, friendship mode because it turns into a motorcycle as well.
Do you really like that?
Yeah, because Matt rides a motorcycle and I feel like that's the whole reason he does it.
I don't know. Matt does ride that motorcycle. He does look pretty cool.
He always rides a motorcycle.
Normally, I think
there's that one time
when ride motorcycles in anime, it looks kind of lame. Like when Tagoro did it with his suit jacket. Just put a shirt on, dude.
That's because Tagoro was like three times bigger than his motorcycle.
That's true. I always felt like if you asked the nerdiest guy you knew what a cool guy looked like, he would describe Tagoro. Like
yeah. And that's how Tagoro was created. The nerdiest guy drew him.
Yeah, that's probably true. So then let's say you were going to rate these two movies, Si, on our normal rating scale. What would you give each of them?
See, I'm surprised Pokemon looked that good, though. Like the beginning, like the part with the Dragonite and like the first like few scenes looked really crisp.
Yeah.
And they looked really good. And then I feel like the animation kind of fell off compared to those early scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, you just blew all your Sakuga budget on your opening scene. That was kind of a bad move.
Well, that wasn't the opening scene, man. Remember, there's 20 minutes that. But I think I do agree with you. The one scene they had during the day looked really good. Yeah,
it's I remember the scene very, like, that's the best, almost the best memory I have besides, like, the Pokemon fighting their twins. Because I always did want to know why they had weird birthmarks on those Pokemon. I guess it was just to show them differently.
No, maybe, but I think it was because when they were, pooped out of that machine, just marked them up. Maybe all kinds of weird dents on them and stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, that scene was really good. Like, I was like, wow, this man.
It held up. Yeah.
That scene held up. And then I was like, oh, man, that must have been an expensive ass scene because nothing else was quite as pretty. But it was.
So, Mew versus Mewtwo when they were in the glowing balls did not look good. I don't know if they were trying to use some computer animation on top of it or what, but it looked weird.
Even that first scene with the armor, I was like, ooh, I remember this being cooler.
I thought the armor was cool.
It was cool.
I still like the armor.
It was cool, but I was like, man, I remember it being so much cooler. Like, I don't recall the girl dying again. That was a surprise.
Nobody died.
Yeah, the little clone girl died.
She was dead before. She was dead before it started.
She died twice.
That was just her soul. Sai?
I thought he cloned her.
I'm thinking you're right, though. He must have cloned her. Why else would the soul be there?
Yeah, because she was talking to Mewtwo and all the other three that he made. He cloned. Anyway, back to the rating. I don't know. I guess I'd have to give it a B. No, yeah, a B plus.
I'm the exact same. I was going to give it a B plus.
Yeah.
It's good. It's really good. It's not perfect. It has its flaws. Perfect. It's kind of boring at some points.
Oh, I kind of started playing Ancestors.
Yeah.
At some point during it, I was like, yeah, I know what goes on. I think it was after the part where he goes, my Charizard doesn't have a nickname, but go Charizard. I was like,
yeah,
that was your Charizard fault.
I was just like, nah, I suck.
He's like, no, dude, Charizard's awesome.
So on the other hand, what would you rate Digimon?
Oh, man. S.
An plus. S? That is a solid S. Yes.
At right. least S. It's beautiful.
Like,
it looks good. I mean, the story is definitely engaging. Mm-hmm. It does have its slow moments at some times. Like the whole Matt stuff in the beginning is kind of slow.
Yeah.
Like him hunting down the FBI agent. We also don't get enough of the other Digidestins, which I mean,
no, you
I
don't.
Know.
It is a Matt and Ty story. 100%.
Yeah, I know.
But then again, I mean, come on, the whole first season was a Matt and Ty story.
Yeah. And every movie afterwards.
Except for O2. When Hercules Kabuterimon fucking saved everyone.
He stole that one
Digimon ever.
We didn't need to see Hercules Kabuterimon.
No.
I think this was the most emotional.
It definitely was.
For Digimon.
I wonder, I kind of wish...
Digimon does go, well, no. Because when, what's her name, breaks her mind. That's pretty emotional. In season 3.
Oh, yeah, when Jerry goes, yeah.
That's pretty
We're going to do season 3 soon. We'll make it happen somehow.
Oh, man. Mark has to make it that far.
That is one of
That's them. Far, too.
That's towards the end.
That's the end.
Like fucking, it was too much for a kid's show.
Oh, dude, that one was sick. I think that's why they went so hard on season 4.
You see it coming, not like her going crazy, but you see
you definitely don't.
You see the Leomon part coming, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I'm surprised she didn't see it coming. You don't team up with Leomon if you want good things to happen to you.
Yeah. And I was still early in the thing, too. I was like, there was only two Leomons before that. You know, you still had hope for Leomon.
Leomon in the fucking movies again. Oh, Lord. Leomon. One of these days, man, he's going to get it good.
And then there's that cool little white Digimon. I forget its name. The one with the little, like, reverse.
Yeah, the Triforce thing on his head.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good season. We'll definitely check that out.
It's definitely, I underappreciated it when I first watched it.
It was definitely a step towards the darker side in Adventure 2.
Oh. I mean, yeah, they didn't have any metal Edamons in that one.
Which is sad. It's always sad to have metal Edamon.
I kind of wish we would have seen metal Edamon in this one.
Maybe in the future.
I like when they did the callback, like the little portal, the little pipeline thing that they did in like the first movie, whenever they're going into the digital world.
Oh yeah,
with the little screen.
With screens, yeah.
Yeah, I was like that. And I even think they did the outlines the same way, where they're not black for the Digimon. I might be mistaken. Eosmon was cool too.
Eosmon was cool.
Like that first one when they were trying to figure out how it like was reflecting attacks, and like it was just cool.
Eosmon was a much better villain than Diabormon.
Yeah, I said Diabormon was in this one, but I forgot that it wasn't. I'm so used to seeing Diabormon.
Well, that's what everything centers around most of the time.
Yeah, that's why Willis wasn't in it.
Oh,
because Diabormon wasn't in it. He didn't feel bad about having to. Poor Willis.
All right, Si. Well, we're going to wrap it up. Do you want to tell everybody what we're doing next week and give them the big news?
We're watching Big Ho.
It was pronounced Big O.
Oh. My brain just keeps auto-correcting it. I don't know why.
It just makes you think of what
it's actually doing. Better than I remember. That's all I'm going to say.
I haven't started rewatching it yet. I'm sure I will love it, though.
I definitely wasn't aware there was a plot to it.
There's a plot. He's got a robot.
Yeah. Why do they call it Big Deuce?
Because it's like the color of poop.
Because that's all I thought. I was like, oh, because the way they say it the first time, he's like, it's Big Deuce. Oh, I was like, oh, did you?
He's gonna flush away all the criminals.
I was like, did you just drop a Big Deuce, sir? And then there's that cop guy who's the Zenigata, I guess.
You gotta have a Zenigata.
Only when you loop on.
Well, I mean, a Zenigata definitely helps.
Yeah. And I didn't recall that there was a amnesia thing to it.
Yeah. Save some for next week, man. Don't let everyone know what's going on. Make them listen.
I mean, I only watched two more episodes.
So when are we going to be on again?
Thursday.
Thursday. We're making the big move to Thursdays.
Are we really?
Yeah. Did Mark not talk to you about that?
At all. I was joking.
Oh, well, good news to everyone, including Si. We're moving to Thursdays.
Oh, I didn't even know. I got it right.
Well, a good thing it's like a streaming thing, so we can record on Thursday and everybody can still watch it on Friday.
Yeah. Damn. It blew my mind that I got it right and I didn't even know.
I'm impressed.
Man, I'm awesome.
All right.
You guys should send me money.
I don't have any money, dude.
I didn't say you.
Someone's going to send you money. You just go wait by the mailbox.
Little kids need to send me money. Send me your money, your parents' money, little kids. Little
kids don't have money. They need to.
They're whales.
I mean, my kid has money, but that's different.
How does your kid have money?
I'm saving for his future.
Oh,
I'm gonna be really disappointed if there's no future. That's gonna be so lame. What a waste.
It's gonna really suck when he gets a full ride scholarship.
No, then I'll just take the money and be like, there was no money.
that's fair.
All right, guys.
You could buy all the Power Rangers you want.
I've got
you could buy Power Rangers. That cool King Ranger.
King Ranger?
Yeah. That's what they called the Gold Zeo Ranger in Japan.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Who do you think the new Green Ranger is?
I don't know.
I'm thinking it's probably going to be Tommy's son.
But I'm thinking it's going to be Tommy's son. But it's just going to be a digital, what do they call it? Like they did when they de-aged, what's his name in the Marvel movie? Robert Downey?
Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't you need to be able to film someone to de-age them?
Yeah, but it's Power Rangers. They're just going to use old. They're just going to use old clips.
No, they could. That's their MO.
They're just going to use old stuff and age him down.
I'm hoping it's going to be the dude who originally played the Green Ranger in the Sentai series, and then they're going to start the Rangerverse with
that. That would be cool.
Would be cool. No one would know what was going on.
The guy in Q Ranger?
Be like, whoa!
In Q Ranger? Is that the one that's MMPR?
I think so. Whatever the second season was.
Well, because there's technically two. because of White Ranger only.
Yeah. But what, the right White Ranger was from a different series, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was technically two that they took from.
I gotcha. All right. All right. So everybody make sure to come back next Thursday
to our new Mighty Morphin Power Ranger
of show. Big O. We're gonna sneak some Power Rangers in soon. Don't you worry about that.
Oh no, and, I mean Big O is as close as we're getting because
no.
It's not.
Oh, we're gonna get closer.
Ooh.
We're gonna get closer. Cuddles. And then come back in 2 weeks for our trivia. If you got anything, questions or comments, make sure to email us at dadsanimestash@gmail.com or
because I look through all the email messages. Yeah, and I respond to them personally.
He truly does. Not seen one email get by him yet. And make sure to message us on the Facebook and then like us on Instagram.
Man, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on.
Who keeps all that going?
I don't know. Someone's in charge of it, right?
I guess.
Someone's checking that stuff.
I don't even check my own Instagram.
I mean, I...
And it's technically a business Instagram for me.
Oh, you probably want to check on that.
It'll be all right.
All right, this is getting out of hand. I'm just going to end the podcast abruptly.
For Black Grawlmon.